The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Daniel Medvedev, you would have seen these videos of him, the tennis player at Flushing Meadows in New York at the US Open, smashing his racket after he lost his opening game. This was a few minutes after a massive confrontation with the umpire, and lots of people have been critical of him. Others pointing out, though, that this is simply passion, and passion boils over. That's the nature of professional sports. Well, Dr. Aoife Quinn is with me, a sports psychologist, to settle this debate. Aoife, was this kind of a healthy display of passion in your mind?
Well, Kieran, there's so much back in terms of the events that unfolded in that match yesterday. I mean, first, you have the disruption from the cameraman, which is highly unusual. But look, humans make mistakes. And we know that sport is not a fully controlled environment. Things happen, including human error. We also have the dynamics of the crowd. I haven't seen anything like that, particularly in tennis. And then, as you said there, we have Medvedev and his difficulty in managing emotions, but also in terms of his treatment of the umpire and the disrespect that he showed to the umpire. So a lot going on within a very short period of time.
You know, I'm conscious, though, of, you know, parents of kids who are watching it and what they should say to them. You know, you want your kids to be emotionally invested on some level, you know, if they're participating in sport, team sports or individual sports. So, you know, you want them to be happy when they win. Consequently, you want them to be a little unhappy or a little sad when they lose. But within reason. So how do you determine where that line is between reasonableness and not?
Absolutely. And as you said there, listen, we experience a range of emotions in sport, from joy, sadness, fear, and of course, anger. And as you said there, we have a line or a sweet spot, if you will, for anger. And when we cross over from healthy anger into unhealthy anger, that's when the problems can occur. That's when we can see aggressive behavior, for example. And when we cross that line, this is really when we're behaving in ways that there's consequences for the welfares of others, whether it's other players, whether it's our opponents, whether it's referees. And certainly, you know, we're not going to have anything good come from that. So, yes, we want to have that passion. As I said, healthy anger, it can be very motivating. If we have a setback, for example, we can really rile ourselves up to push on. But we have to be in control of that. And we have to be able to manage all of the frustration that can come about in various different parts of sport. And when we're struggling to be able to control that anger, that's when we end up in trouble. So passion, yeah. Good, yes. And healthy anger, yes. But as you said there correctly, there's a line.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.